Welcome to Your Multidimensional Journey. I'm Tracy Cambera, and today's topic is the truth about Atlantis and Lemuria. Now, many of you have read about or listened to stories about Atlantis and how they chose to descend from 5D down to 3D so they could have the experience of reascending back into 5D. The only problem was when AI and other technologies started getting better and better, the Atlanteans, the ones that were running the show, so to speak, ended up getting power hungry and moving from service to others into power over others, which, as you can look around in our reality, happens a lot in 3D. So when they ended up getting power hungry and moving into power over others, it blew up Atlantis, which blew up Lemuria. That is the story that everyone reads. That's what the books are written on. Well, I can bilocate to many of my other lives, to many places, honestly, anywhere, and talk to anybody. Higher dimensional beings. I don't bilocate anywhere else on Earth. So I'll give you a little background about Atlantis and Lemuria from my personal experience of bilocating there to both places. I have lives there. I'm familiar with my other selves there. And I also have other guides that are from there. I'm able to talk to their councils, their collectives. So when we talk about Lemuria, for me, and remember this, when you are reading or listening to anything, it is what is true for that author. That doesn't mean it's the end-all, be-all truth. It means that's what that author has experienced. So for me, all of these books about Lemuria and Atlantis, especially the Atlantean ones, I'll start reading it and it's like, no, that's not how it went down. So here's the truth. There are infinite timelines. So we all know how Atlantis blew up and blew Lemuria up and that experiment failed. And we reached the point last summer after the summer solstice of 2023, and we chose as a collective, and I know for a lot of you it doesn't look like it, faith and trust people, we chose as the majority, as the tipping point, to return to 5D, to reascend. We are not blowing anything up. That is not the timeline. Now, people that wish for that timeline, if that's what they really want to participate in, that's why time is speeding up and we're seeing a chasm grow bigger and bigger between 3D and 5D, because there are people that want to experience that. We don't have to call them names or say they're evil. Mm-mm. It is simply a soul experience. Most souls wish to experience reascending, but there are other souls that are really having fun down in this game and they want to stay. So I will say, for the majority of us, we have surpassed the Atlantean timeline where they had a choice, service to others or power over others. They went power over others and blew everything up. What I see in my bilocation travels there and what I see when I go there with clients to show them their Atlantean lives or their guides, what I see is you've got three main categories of Atlanteans. There are the technology officers, the science people, the ones in charge also. So there's the tech people, there's the villagers or city dwellers, and then there's the priestesses, the goddesses that live in the temple up on the hill above the main city in Atlantis. They remind me of the oracles of Delphi, where they communicate with source. They are just more divinely connected. They use their intuition more. And they stay connected, so they bring through the information, the channeling. They really assist those that wish to be helped in staying more connected to spirit, to universal energy, and to higher dimensional choices. So that's how I've always seen the Atlanteans in these different categories. And I use symbols and archetypes because my sessions are only an hour long, and to have to explain everything to clients would take the whole hour. So I just use symbols and archetypes so that they get the gist of it more quickly. Now, Lemurians, that's a lot of light pink and lavender energies, a lot of love and flow and water energies, dolphins, unicorns, a much more peaceful people. I have never seen oracles or priestesses or goddesses there. It's just very much communal, and they all retained their ability to have this intimate connection with source energy, to know what their true essence is. So that's what I've seen in my travels. Now, getting back to Atlantis, got power hungry, went power over, and ended up blowing up Atlantis, which blew up Lemuria. Okay, that is only one timeline. It's the one everybody remembers, and it's the one everyone writes about and talks about. But remember, in the infinite timelines, so many other events happened. The first time I heard of this, because like most of you, I believed that prominent timeline, that's what happened. And several years ago, I was doing a session for my best friend, who I had known at the time for 35 years. And her Atlantean priestess self came in and was saying, I'm going to tune in now. Oh, dearest one, yes, I am the head priestess. And understand, with the many timelines, in the particular life that Tracy is discussing, Anne was the head priestess. Tracy was a priestess in training under her. And we were able to express to what you call the technology officers the failed wisdom in their actions. We were able to transform their behavior, to shift them back into service to others, to avert tragedy. So in the life with me and the other priestesses that Tracy and Anne visited, yes, we averted all of the trauma and all of the danger. We were able to save Atlantis, thus save Lemuria. And we will tell you, there are many, many timelines where disaster was averted, where we were able to, or even the Lemurians were able to, show the Atlanteans in power that there is a better way, that it is better to reach 5D through love and compassion and cooperation and spirit and universal energies. And understand, you can travel, as Tracy says, bilocate. You can travel within your mind's eye, within your multidimensional mind. You can travel to Atlantis and to Lemuria. Simply go inward, go into your heart, go into your third eye and ask yourself, ask your soul, show me my Atlantean life. And then as you start to see that video, believe it, know it is yours, feel it truly deep down, and understand that that is one, just one of possibly many Atlantean lives or Lemurian lives. When you come out of that meditation, of that visualization, write down what you noticed. Remember the feelings, especially the Lemurian feelings. We will now send it to the Lemurian Council, and understand, dear ones, that a council is just a collective of beings. There are no power struggles in higher dimensions. There are no power councils. A council is a collective of beings, of energies, of consciousnesses. So we will send it to the Lemurian Council so that you may feel the Lemurian energies, which are very, very crucial to your earth time right now. For in your age of Aquarius, you are moving into divine feminine energies of self-empowerment, of love and compassion, of receiving rather than forcing, coercing, manipulating, and controlling. That is where the Atlanteans went wrong in so many timelines. Lemurians, they stayed the course. There are no Lemurian timelines where They dove into power and force and coercion in such a way that they corrupted their society. They corrupted their existence. That did not happen in any timeline. Atlanteans chose to experience many diverse timelines of ascension, of destruction, of most ascension, not fully ascended, many diverse timelines, but not Lemuria. Yes, yes, dear ones, we are the Lemurian collective, and we will tell you that no, we did not experience and do not experience and will not experience the destruction of our society. As a race of beings, as a civilization, we simply did not choose and will not choose those experiences. We are not interested, not on a being level, not on a soul level. We are not interested. What we do wish to experience, what we do create daily, is the energy of love and compassion and flow and receptivity. Feel it moving through you now. Feel that energy. Close your eyes and feel the pinks and the purples and the lavenders. Feel the colors of energy as it swirls around you. For this is the Lemurian frequency, and many of you Earth beings also have Lemurian incarnations. Many of you. For it is necessary for you to have different lives as love-based beings so that your Lemurian selves can bring forth into your Earth life and influence your Earth life with more love and compassion and flow, more calm and peace, more connection to spirit. Yes, as Earth beings, you are remembering who you are, and that's bringing that all forth. But when you have other lives, your soul's other incarnations, what you often call your guides or your higher selves, it is you, other versions of you, and you are connected to them all. So as you go inward and connect to your Lemurian self, your Lemurian life, you will fortify your flow energy, your calm and peace. We also wish to tell you that, yes, in the prominent timeline where Atlantis blew everything up, many of us chose to go to Talos under Mount Shasta in your United States. There are many, many inner Earth beings. You may have felt some of them when you visited Gaia's core crystal because you moved through different inner Earth civilizations. Your 3D might show Earth as a rock, but in higher dimensions, it is a living, breathing system of civilizations within Gaia. So yes, Talos does exist. We are there. You may travel there. Your Lemurian self will meet you at the cave entrance. Have your experience. Go into meditation. We will ask of Tracy to guide a meditation into Talos so that you can experience the higher levels of love and compassion, calm and peace, and flow, crystalline flow. So understand that us Lemurians, we accepted all of the timelines, the ones where they believed they destroyed us, the Atlanteans, and the ones that we merged with them to create a new race of beings. Yes, there are timelines where Atlanteans and Lemurians merged together physically, energetically, to create a higher dimensional hybrid race of beings. Ah, we see many of you Earth beings remember that. You feel that. You realize that you are indeed a hybrid. Well, right now in your Earth experience, you are an Earthling. You are a human being, but you remember those lives and you are bringing that energy in. That is ascension, remembering and recalibrating to these higher energies. Okay, they just stopped talking, so I'm back now. And I will sum this up by telling you the truth about Atlantis and Lemuria is there are multitudes of timelines. So when you remember a timeline where Atlantis didn't blow up, you're right. That was where you had your life. Multiple timelines exist. We try everything infinite different ways. Now, for humans, our brain only shows one way. For Atlanteans in 3D, their brain only showed one way. But they branched off into infinite timelines, experienced it all. So Lemurians have never caused their own destruction, and they were partially or almost fully destroyed in some of the Atlantean timelines, hence Talos. Understand, as an Atlantean, you could have a life as a priestess, as a temple goddess, helping all those that inquire, or meeting with those in power to show them the way of spirit, the way of higher dimensional frequencies, so they may return to love. And as your lives as Lemurians, access those and bring them into this life, for they will assist you so much in your Earth ascension.